WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in the heart of Baltimore. We are in beautiful Lauraville. We're on the south end of Hartford Road, a couple miles inside the Beltway at a legendary spot. It is Coco's Pub. You know, I was going to sit on this sweatshirt here, but Marcel actually got me a fantastic seat cushion here. I'll be giving away some WNST seat cushions over Casas in a couple weeks. But I've got the Coco's Pub sweatshirt here. I got scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. We're trying to find winners out here today. And our friends at Window Nation sending us out here to do these shows that we do that feature people, real people in Baltimore doing things. I was at Spirits West last week, and I met Rick. He's the U of his place. Yeah, I didn't know him, but he listened to me on the radio and knows a little something about me. He's West Side, I'm East Side. You're like an old friend. I mean, he asked me how long I've known you, and I said, I want to say 92 or 93. So I want to say it was before the Ravens came to town.
That's about right.
I used to go to the Emerald Tavern on Sundays. It was the only place that had the football games on. Harvey had a satellite dish there, and it would allow me to see the Houston Oilers. Yeah. They were my team. You always saw me in Oiler blue. And you were there with your mom, and you always said to me, you got to come down to our place. We got a crab cake down here. And it says 85. So your mother found this place. And this is Money, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching that on the video cast, Money, say hello, Money.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Now, Money has been in and out as an employee of yours and your mother's for 30 years here. So I've known you. He said to me, he's trying to figure out whether I knew you longer or he knew you longer. And he said, well, you knew her mother originally, right?
Yes. Yeah. I met her mother summer of 93.
All right.
So we're
30 years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, if it was 30 years ago today, we had the All-Star game here in Baltimore.
I worked at All-Star game.
Did you?
I was there.
What'd you do?
I was a usher.
Really?
Yes. Up in 381, 82.
Up in the corner.
Yes.
Up in the corner.
Upstairs. Left field.
You don't have to hold the microphone. It's going to be all right.
Up in left field.
Well, you've been working here. Give me the story about this place, because I've been coming here for about that long. I came in here back when I knew you then. I had a girlfriend that lived down the street here. Rasig lived down the street here. But your crab cakes became famous pretty quickly, right? Were the crab cakes already the thing in 93?
That was the thing, man. This is what started this. It didn't just happen overnight. It took some time for everybody to really get it going, for mommy to really get it going. But once she got it going...
Was it always this big?
Yes, always. It's always been that way. Never. She never believed in skimping when it came down to the crab meat.
Nope. Well, and this is not skimpy.
And she also believed in never putting any fillers in her food. No fillers.
Well, I don't have a fork. Somebody's going to give me a fork and some ketchup.
And
you know, people send me out for crab cakes, and they're like, try mine. It's good. Do you like it? I've had this crab cake 50 times in my life.
Me and so
I know how good
you,
this crab cake is.
We're not going to give you the secret of how it's made, but you look through it, you're not going to find any fillers.
What will you tell me about the crab cake, about the way it's made, or your mother's recipe, or where it came from?
Right. Well, my mom always worked in the business. She got some experience from other places that she worked. And
where'd she work?
She worked at the Pump Room.
Where was that?
Which was down on North Avenue.
I love hearing old school places.
Yeah, she
okay.
worked at the Pump Room. She worked at the Olympic Lounge on Greenmount Avenue.
Woo!
And yeah, you didn't know that?
See, he's learning
here.
Things
yeah.
here. He's known your mother 30 years. He's learning things.
Yeah, she...
Greenmount what?
Greenmount and 33rd.
Yeah. By the Stadium Lounge?
Yes, by the Stadium Lounge. Right up.
See that? All right.
Yep, couple doors up
I
from
learned
the stadium.
That's why I do this show. I learn things.
But you know, one thing about mommy, she always was a tough little lady. So, you know, and she got around. And she was real wise, very wise woman. One thing I learned about her... She was real wise, and, you know, she knew something was going to happen, something good was going to happen with that crab cake. And it happened.
It happened.
I mean, all these years later, you're still here. Last time I was here, we were wearing masks. The mayor was here. This is Mayor Scott's favorite crab cake.
Well, mayor always come here.
Well, when I said to him I was doing a crab cake tour, we're going to Coco's, you know, so we had to do it here. And when we came here, the masks were on. It was COVID. I mean, you're fighting to keep your business. I'm fighting to keep my business. We're all wondering what the future is going to be. I came to you today. I got here at noon. I brought you some peach cake from Fenwick. And you're bright again, right? I mean, your place is so bright, and it's so birdy and colorful and tropical. And reminds me a little bit of Finn's, you know what I mean? Old school.
Yeah.
But maybe two or three of the pieces might have been on the wall up at Canton. But to see you bright again and see the place, I mean, look at the place. Look behind us. People are just, you're carrying out here. You're shipping. You're doing everything here, right?
Do you remember the place 30 years ago when they first opened it?
Well, it was in this space, and I remember the door was always a little unique.
Yeah.
Having this side door, no one has a door like that.
Right.
You know? Do you remember the two pool tables and cross lighting and
this used to be two pool tables.
I remember
back
it was his pool tables. Now that he's bringing it up, I do remember it.
You remember all of those? Do you know that big circle in that window right there? Right. It's been there for
it was called the Escape Lounge.
Yes, it was a motorcycle club way back in the day.
That's right, the pool
tables. It was the Escape Lounge, and prior to that, it was the Cadillac, and prior to that, it was Newman's. And Newman's family comes in here now, like their grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Was it a crab cake place at any point?
No.
Newman's is a family restaurant in the 50s.
It was a bar, then it was a motorcycle bar. Then when Mommy got her hands on it, it became Coco's.
Yeah, she filled it with good food and love.
Why Coco's?
That's my dad's last name, Coco Vinos.
Yes, Coco Vinos.
Okay. Yes.
Why? I have to ask these questions.
It's
I don't know.
My dad's nickname was Coco, so.
I didn't know you had a special margarita here. Yeah. I mean, I'm learning things. I came in today. She's at this table. And I'm watching you in the middle of the day manage the chaos that is your business here at Coco's Pub. But what you were doing today was kind of special. There were schools asking for donations from you, right? And being a part of the community. I thought that's something that I want to see. Will you grab my crab cake? Oh, he's worried about it falling off the table.
No, I don't want it to fall off the table.
Man, you're a server, man. Yeah, you're in the business here.
I don't want it to fall.
But as far as the community goes and the community supporting you, you're well beyond Lauraville here. People come from all over the state. Right. I mean, literally, to come get
and
a crab
out
cake.
Of state. Saturday.
We've had
on Saturdays, people come from all out of state. Yes. New Jersey, New York, Virginia, just to
What's
drive here
catalyst?
To get a crab cake.
I mean, like, for some places, it's a Guy Fieri. You've been feeded by it. I mean, I see Don and Marty on the wall. Everybody knows about you. What makes people out of town come? When they say, where did you hear about it?
It's all it's social media now.
Yes.
We don't do any advertising. Everything is word of mouth and social media.
When they see the size of that, they run here because you don't get that anywhere else.
Well, I understand that. I eat crab cakes every week.
Yes, you don't get that anywhere else.
So as far as the recipe goes, what do you want to say about it? Because I would call it a country club crab cake. I haven't tasted it. I know what it tastes like. The East Side's very Old Bay forward.
Okay.
Right? It's not fried. It's broiled. It's sweet. Your crab cake's very sweet.
Right.
I say it's Baltimore.
It's Baltimore.
That's what it is. That's
like
Baltimore.
Like you're sure.
It's Baltimore.
Well, we use the KISS method. We keep it simple.
Yes.
Not a whole lot of ingredients.
Never changed.
A whole lot of crab meat.
Yes.
And good quality products going.
Always been the same.
Always been the same.
All right. Well, I implore everybody to get it. I want to talk sports with you for a minute here.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Orioles or Ravens?
I'm both. But I grew up with the Orioles and the Colts. I started playing baseball when I was about 7, right? Back in the early
Were you money
days,
then?
Yes,
or were you just Edgar?
I was money.
Money. All right, money, all right.
Back in the days, Frank and Brooks, Louis Aparicio, Mark Melange, Al.
I know a little about Louis Aparicio.
Yeah, a little bit,
Was Aparicio your favorite or no? Who was your favorite?
My favorite player?
Yeah.
Frank Robinson.
Frank, all right. Fair enough. It's okay to love Frank.
When I was growing up, he was one of my favorite players. Bert Clemente was my best, greatest player.
But he was a Pirate, so you don't want to root for him.
Just because he wore the Pirate uniform, that didn't mean nothing. I'm talking about his athletics.
I love Clemente, but he was a Pirate.
Yes, he was a Pirate, and they jumped on us a couple of times.
Well, you're a little older than me, so you remember that more vividly, yes.
And like I say,
I remember the 79 Pirates now.
Yeah.
I remember Stargell.
I remember,
Omar Marino.
Who don't? If you're a Baltimorean, who don't remember?
That's why you wanted him on the show. I knew this.
Now, but the Ravens, over the 20 years that they've been here, I was listening to y'all talk. Now, I think the Ravens is one of the best franchises in the National Football League.
Well,
and the reason why I say
I've written two books about the Ravens franchise.
And the reason why I say that, here's a franchise that won two Super Bowls in 20 years, right?
Less than 20 years.
Yes, less than 20 years, right. Right now, the team that they have, they need, it's three players out there right now that I think, if they got two of them, the chances of winning a Super Bowl is great.
Who are they? I love doing sports.
Houston, the player from Minnesota, if they can get him, the defensive player, or Jadeveon Clowney. If they get those two on defense, if they can get two of those three on defense, I'm not worried about the offense. It's the defense that wins championships.
I'm a little worried
defense
they got rid of Campbell.
Always won championships in Baltimore.
Just remembers Ray Lewis.
Yes, that's my greatest player. Of all players.
No, that was Frank.
He is the greatest Raven, one of the greatest athletes
no to
ever play for.
Raven.
Yes,
no
play doubt. For play in Baltimore.
I just miss him dancing. It was more fun. Life was better when he danced. It really was.
And like I said,
that's what we didn't appreciate at the time.
Yes.
I would like to get a bunch of the Raven ball players to come here and eat, right? Only a couple of them has been here. And
who's
I don't understand. Torrey
Smith?
Yes. He's been here and ate.
Torrey's a good man.
And one of the new rookies came in here and eat. I didn't get to see him. I don't know which one it was. Nobody in here knew which one he was. All they knew he was a Raven. Now, like I said,
you should ask for his autograph, then you figure it out.
Those three players, out of those three players, if they can get two of them, right? And their outside linebackers, pass rushers, if they get those two players, two of the three players that I just mentioned.
They're going to give some time to Owe, and he's going to have to get after the quarterback. They have young guys going to step up.
But see, like I said, when you got experience and age to teach those younger players how to do it, that what makes it even better. That's why I think they should bring back Justin Houston. Right.
I agree.
And the guy from Minnesota is a young guy. What is his name? The pass rusher that wants out.
Za'Darius Smith you're talking about?
No.
Was in the market, about?
No, he plays for Minnesota.
Okay.
His name is...
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
But
move
if
on.
They get him or Jadeveon Clowney, as far as pass rushing, teaching these young guys how to pass rush, I think they got a good shot. Because
I appreciate you.
I knew what he was talking about.
See, he's ready for sports. We're going to talk some more food.
Okay.
I'm going to give you copies of my books.
Oh.
There you
aww.
Go. All right. I think Brian Billick autographed that.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Copy of Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2. All right.
Purple Rain.
So I would give him a little background on what's going on here. All right.
But, hey, I know. Look, I eat and sleep Ravens, man.
Why do you love Coco's? Give me a Coco story. Excuse What's
me?
The thing you love the most about other than the crab
thing
cake,
I love what? The most about this place is her mother. Aww. She raised me. When I was 33, 34 years old, but when I got here, right, I was a trash man, and like my background is, I come from a tough neighborhood. My upbringing was tough. And to meet somebody like her,
change your life.
She did. She practically changed my life, man. I mean, she showed me so much love and respect that I had to give it back to her the same way.
That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Without me, when I met her, I was a trash man, getting her trash right. And I asked her, did she need some help? And she said, sure, what can you do? I said, I can do anything you want me to do. Came in here, cleaned the stoves for, cleaned the refrigerators.
Well, she told me before you got here, this place wouldn't be here without you. That you were a big part of this place over 30 years.
Right then and there, I asked her, could I get a, you know, get some time? And she said, sure, if you want a job here, you can work here. After I got finished cleaning up for her, she was so happy that I cleaned her stove and her refrigerators for her. she gave me a job. And I, ever since then, you know, I've been working for her.
That's beautiful.
I love her as if she was my real mother. I ask about her all the time. I miss her because I miss her singing, her jokes.
You don't sing as well as
your mom? You got to do is look at me, money.
Yeah. And she, look, if you want to see her mother, all you got to do is look
You
in
got
her
all
face.
The jokes, same jokes.
You got to do is look in her face, you'll see her mother.
Money, I appreciate that beautiful story about her mom.
Yeah,
man.
Mom.
Because I remember her mom, too, man.
Yeah.
You guys were hopping it down here in Elkins, making this thing
about,
happen, you know? Back
about
when it was hard.
She's an angel without the wings and the halo. Definitely. She's a... One of them. I met some beautiful people in my days, but her, she was something special, man, you know.
He told me he met her when she was in the kitchen singing and cooking.
Yeah, singing and cooking. And
you're familiar with this concept.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
I walk around here singing all the time. People think I'm crazy, but...
Well, I'll say this, man. Your staff's out here making this thing happen. Money, I got to take a break because I got another guest I want to come on to talk about some food here, all right?
We got a blogger here.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, Money's here. Come see him over at Coco's. Marcella's here. Come get this giant crab cake. Thousands do all the time. There's a line forming there and carry out and shipping and all that stuff. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. In conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION.
It's about that time.
It's about that time for a crab cake?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's about that time.
I'm going to let Money host the next segment. It's back for more Coco's right after this. Stay with us.